Stop here, in front of the Heinrich Bullinger statue. About a month and a half after Zwingli's death, on the evening of the 21st of November 1531, four men knocked on the city gates of Zurich. All four were pastors and fled persecution from Catholics who considered them heretics. 2 days later, the youngest of the escapees, Heinrich Bullinger, was invited to give a sermon in Großmünster. And those parishioners who expected to see and hear a timid and frightened man who feared for his life were really surprised. The young pastor thundered such a speech that it seemed to many of the attendees that Zwingli had not died at all, but simply appeared in a new image before them. In December of the same year, Bullinger was elected head of the Zurich Church. Bullinger brilliantly presented reformatory ideas in an orderly, accessible, and acceptable form. His sermons were simple, clear, and focused on the daily life of his parishioners. In addition, he undertook the continuation and strengthening of the work done by Zwingli and contributed greatly to the establishment of the Reformation. His activities were not limited to Zurich. He maintained correspondence with reformers in other cities and countries. Bullinger was born in 1504, married in 1529, and was a wonderful family man and the father of 11 children. However, the plague claimed many of his loved ones. Bullinger's notes related to these events not only reflected his personal grief, but also vividly testified to the horrors caused by the plague in 16th century Europe. After dinner, on the evening of the 15th of September 1564, it was Friday, I fell seriously ill with the plague, which was again rife and rampant in Zurich. I had boils in three places, one on the front of my left thigh, more or less in the middle, where there is most flesh. One on my right leg, just below the knee. It was plague on the outside of my leg and very bad. On the same leg, but in the groin, I had buboes, painful growths. I also had indescribable pain in my head and sides, so that I could hardly sleep day and night. The next night, the sickness overtook my beloved wife, Anna Adlischweiler. She was ill for 9 days, placed her trust in God, and on the 9th day she died without getting out of bed. This happened on Monday, the 25th of September, at 12 noon. Her funeral took place the next day, namely on the 26th of the same month, again at 12 noon, and was attended by a magnificent procession of mourners, a multitude of worthy and respectable people from all over the city. On the 27th of October, at 4 o'clock in the morning, my dear daughter Margareta Lavater was struck down by the disease. The next day, the 28th of the same month, she gave birth to a little boy, Bernard, who was baptized on the 30th of October. The child died the following night, and the mother died on the night of the 30th of October, at around 11 o'clock. Bullinger recovered and served at Großmünster Cathedral for more than 40 years, until his death in 1575. This sculpture was created by Otto Benninger in 1940